Well, you know, Benita Esposito's here with us, and I think we were talking Tuesday about I went to the ABBA concert yeah. over at Franklin, and Benita was there, and she had a great. It was.
Everyone singing in the aisles.
That was wonderful. It just was a moving experience. So, yeah, I was glad we all went. But today we're going to talk about Benita. She has a seminar coming up on the 13th at the Chamber. And it's a stress management seminar. We have several people already signed up. A lot of the companies are calling and sending their employees, and it's a stress management. So, Benita, you want to give us a little bit of background on it?
Sure. I think, you know, especially now with the tough economic times, stress is a familiar companion to most of us. So this is an opportunity for people to learn how to manage their stress better. Sometimes we can't do anything to change our circumstances,
right.
but we can change how we react and respond to our circumstances.
That's I found that to be true.
That's the old adage, isn't it? What life is it 10 or 20% what happens to you and 80% how you react to it? And, of course, school's starting back as well. Town mm-hmm. starts today. Clay County, Hayesville starts next Wednesday, so that adds more stress to families as well.
Right. So any change that comes into our life requires an adjustment, whether that change is perceived as positive, perhaps like a wedding, requires lots of adjustments that mm-hmm. creates needs for our physiology to adapt, our attitudes to adapt. So then sometimes changes are very difficult, like losses and deaths. I know right now I have a kitty cat
yeah.
who's going through a dying process, and it's very hard. So,
and you were on the square 2 weekends ago for
yeah.
the pet celebration as a grief counselor, kind of for anybody
right.
that has a pet that's passed away and you're really grieving for it. You can certainly get a hold of Benita, and she
right.
can lead you through it.
And the irony of that is the week after I was
yeah.
at that, the celebration of the human-pet bond, the veterinarian suggested that I euthanize my cat. So it's difficult.
That's a tough thing. You know, Benita, a lot of times I know preachers and counselors, a lot of times they're always helping others, and a lot of times
mm-hmm.
they have their own issues just like everybody else, and it's tough. They don't always have somebody to kind of help and counsel them and talk to them a little bit, and I think that's always a tough thing. A lot of preachers burn out, I think, because of that pretty early in their profession, and counselors as well.
And all of us, especially the caregivers, need good support around us. That's one of the biggest things that can reduce our stress.
Mm-hmm.
Professionally and personally, have our loved ones surround us and help us talk about our feelings and get them out and surround us with love. So,
yeah. I try to deal with everything in humor. I try and see humor in everything, no
yeah.
matter what. No matter how bad the situation, we still, if we can laugh about it, we're in good shape.
Humor can help a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. But one of the things we're going to be talking about Monday night at the stress management workshop is stress and the work environment. And I brought along a checklist that
mm-hmm,
we're going to be using. And one of the categories is job-related signs of stress. So how do you know if you're under stress, and how do you know if you're under too much stress? So some of the things to look for is if you're having trouble concentrating, if you're forgetful, if you're increasingly late and it's just difficult to motivate yourself to be there on time. One of the ways that people cope with stress is that they talk with their coworkers,
mm-hmm.
venting their frustration. They'll metaphor about hanging out at the water cooler or
yeah.
the coffee pot and complaining, but complaining not to the appropriate person who could do anything about it. Sometimes people are scared to go directly
mm-hmm.
to their
supervisors. I've been in that
supervisors.
Situation before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's one of the ways that people know that the work environment is stressful, or people are stressed in the work environment. And if you're having more and more absences from work, strained relationships with colleagues, do you know the number one thing that creates the most stress for people at work is a poor relationship with their boss?
Hmm.
Not a surprise.
Yeah. I can't think of too many bosses that I've had strained relationships with. Of course, I can't remember what I had for breakfast either. So. So there could have been 100 of them that I didn't get along with.
51st date.
Yeah. That's the wonderful thing about growing old.
So one of the things that supervisors can keep in mind is to do their best to check in with their employees and see if there's any unresolved conflicts, see if there's any way they can support their employees to be feeling better at the job, mm-hmm. and do whatever they can to help with that. Another sign of stress is irritability or silence among coworkers. And, of course, if you're not feeling good and you're stressed, your productivity is probably going to go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those are some typical
So any of the businesses out there that are listening to this, if you've noticed any of your employees showing any of these kind of signs, you might want to just casually suggest that they attend the seminar, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it could help them, you know, become better employees.
Monday, August 13th from 6 to 8, $15. Scholarships are available. Please inquire about that. This is at the Clay County Chamber. 828-389-3704 is the number, and space is limited to the first 12 seats. So
that's right.
Act fast. She said several have already signed up. So.
Yes, they have, mm-hmm. including me. I'm going to see if I have any stress.
Everybody thinks you're real laid back. Maybe that's because you go to workshops.
That's it.
You go to so many workshops, you've got it all handled.
I got it all handled.
But you got to keep going to them, right?
That's right. That's right. It's an ongoing
continuing
thing.
Continuing ed, as they
yes.
call it.
Well, sure. Some of the other signs of people who are having too much stress in their life is irritability and anxiety. A lot of sleep disturbances.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're aware, but insomnia is in epidemic proportions in our country right now.
What do you think, Benita, that is? Why it seems like it's a lot larger than life. It's a lot bigger problem than it used to be. Are we having too much caffeine? Are people not getting enough sleep? A combination?
Too much stimulation.
What's going on?
All the electronic stuff going on.
Electronics, expectations that we have, so much that we are supposed to be getting done. And I think the economy has a whole lot to do with it also.
Mm-hmm. Now, age, I think, also, because, you know, we're in our 60s, and all my friends, we all have the same thing. We sleep for an hour and then we're up and ready to go again. We don't sleep through the night. None of my friends and I sleep through the night.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're all sleeping at the same time, but
and then but also women who are going through perimenopausal symptoms or mm-hmm. menopause, the change in the hormones has a big effect on that also.
So once they've gone through the change, do the sleep patterns settle down?
For some people, yes. For some people, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a whole lot of it has to do with the pace that we expect ourselves to be functioning at
mm-hmm.
these days. And even when I see people in counseling and I recommend that they take time to do relaxation processes every single day, people have a very difficult time actually implementing that.
Oh, I bet.
Because our whole culture is fast, 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 fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we as a culture are burning ourselves out, and I have great concern about it. So finding balance between work and personal time, finding balance between activity and rest is extremely important, because otherwise what we're seeing are breakdowns in the physical body, headaches, backaches, digestive disorders,
uh-oh.
And worse, you know, cancers.
Checking off all these things. Okay.
And fibromyalgia, osteoporosis, diverticulitis, things my mom has dealt with some over the years. I mean, those things all affect your quality of sleep, too.
Oh, absolutely. And the number of people who are in pain, chronic pain, that definitely affects sleep also. And then people take sleep aids because they need to sleep. But then for some people, the medications have adverse reactions.
Yeah.
So medications are great and important and necessary in many cases. But if people are willing to modify the way they live their lives, they can do a lot to increase their physical health and reduce the medications that they have to take.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I can say at my age. I'm not taking any medications for anything yet. You know, no prescribed medications. Once in a while, Tylenol PM, but not very often. And I just now got onto some vitamins. And it's kind of like rev me up even more. So I'm like, I don't know if I really need vitamins.
Well, there's a lot of. We had a reflexologist on here the other day, Cindy Campbell from Blairsville, and she's going to be on the Silver Lining Show that we pre-record on Tuesdays this weekend at 10 Saturday and Sunday mornings. But it's interesting talking about her certain things and tricks and doing it with aromatherapy as well. But how you can, you know, in terms of stomach issues or how the big toe. Mm-hmm. Affects headaches.
Yeah.
And how you, a big toe and the Benita, you know more about that than I do, but it was interesting, you know, talking to her about all these things. She was a controller. Talk about stress. She was a controller for TNT in Atlanta. I mean, you talk about a very high, stressful, six-figure, salary job, just had enough of it and decided to, she was in a, I think a car accident or hit by a car when she was a youth. And she actually was on crutches or, a wheelchair for like 3 years. And she's perfectly healthy now. But she really appreciated kind of, her parents had a really open mind about natural medicines and remedies as a youngster, you know, and so she really, after being in the corporate world for a long time working for the Turner, decided to come up here, has an office in Atlanta and Blairsville, but is really big on those kind of, you know, things.
I believe in reflexologists. I think they are wonderful. I know sometimes if you're under tension too, if you just rub your earlobes and round your ears, it will settle you down. And I find myself every once in a while when I'm getting, when I do get stressed, I start rubbing on my ears and it's just become kind of natural now.
This kind of is soothing to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe when we were younger, maybe our parents rubbed our ears. You know how when you're stroking your child or, you know, rubbing their hair at night and they've got their head in your lap and, you know, all of that kind of, I think, plays back to a gentler time and a more relaxed time, and you kind of go back to your childhood when something like that comes back on, like you're playing with your hair, you know. Sure. I have a girlfriend that we can tell when she's getting ready to go to bed because, you know, if she's tired and she's ready to quit playing cards, she starts playing with her hair and pulling on it. And we're like, okay, we know what time it is.
And, you know, when we talk about stress, we need to talk about all aspects of our being, the physical body, what we can do to soothe the physical body, as well as soothe ourselves emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. All of those play together. Can't leave any of them out.
Well, I can tell you one good thing is to get in a little sports car, put the top down, and put on some really nice music and tool through these mountains. And I'll tell you what, your stress level is down to zero. It is wonderful.
It's a big help, isn't it?
It's a beautiful way to
Thank
help.
You, Justin, for that.
Crossfire.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to the curves.
You almost get lost in your mind, and your whole body just relaxes when you're doing that for some reason. I don't know what it is. And it's the mountains, because we had a car down in Florida, but it was so hot, and there was just flat area, and you didn't really... We never really relaxed in the car down there. Up here, there is a relaxation to it because I think there is something about the mountains that has a magnetic pull to it.
It's very soothing to be in the mountains. That's why I moved up here. I wanted to have a higher quality life and just being in the mountains, the view of the lake, the very lush green trees. It's a very beautiful place to be. And different people have different values. Different things are important to different people. So it's important for each one of us to find out what is most soothing, what's most relaxing, what most supports us.
Yeah.
You know, before you were talking about how you love your job more than any job that you've ever had, and you're going at 180 miles an hour. I see you flitting all over town, and you're saying how you love it, and it's not stressful for you.
Mm-mm.
And that's a great example of a good person job fit.
Yeah, yeah. Out of all the jobs I've ever had, and God knows I've had tons of them, this is probably the most perfect job for me.
You handpicked it.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't be more happier.
Right. You're out in the public all the time. You're constantly meeting and greeting new people. And you're an extrovert, so that works for you really well.
Yeah.
But if you try to put a person like me in a job like you have, I'm more of an introvert, and I thrive on working with people one-on-one or a couple in a quiet, beautiful office where I've got soothing music playing in the background. You know, that's my ideal environment.
Yeah. A couples retreat.
Oh God, that was funny.
I saw that. That was hilarious.
Have you seen the new one coming out? Hope Springs?
I haven't seen it yet.
Last night to see it, yesterday afternoon it came on here in town. And Janet Zimmerman said it was the best show. And the therapist there, you know, is leading them through all these things, and it's all calm. And she said it's one of the best shows she's ever seen.
Now, is that the new Meryl Streep movie? Looks funny.
Yeah. And she said people from all ages can get in on this. Not just, because this is people that were in their 60s that are trying to get their marriage back together.
Okay.
And bring
okay.
back some excitement to their life.
Okay.
And
one of my favorite topics for counseling.
Yeah. So, you know what? We need to go see it.
Yeah, let's go see it together.
Let's do it. Now, this workshop.